T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Heyman, brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch Sports Week on air. It's perfect sports clips. It's good to be a guy. Great to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF PTAX water source heat pumps and fan coils. It's been a while, but it is a pleasure to talk to the one and only John Heyman. John, how are you?
I'm good. It's my pleasure. Great to have you back, Joe.
Thank you, John, and let me thank you as well for the support you gave me during this this situation. So
of
I want to thank you very
course.
Much.
You guys belong together. Great team.
Amen. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
And John, Joe should know that you are 0-1 with NFL picks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
you
that.
No, I didn't even know that. What was the spread?
So you went with the Falcons? Is that what you did?
You went with the Falcons. Atlanta?
I figured the spread was like 20. They're playing the Super Bowl champs,
20.
So I assumed they had a big spread.
Not quite. It was only 2, unfortunately.
I need to check the spread. That's my problem.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We're going to check the spread.
We'll get to that line later. What is it, 1 point now?
Yeah, for tonight's game, it's 1 point. Yeah.
Right.
Baltimore -1.
On the road.
Yeah. By the way, and I'll ask you both to react to it, Francesa claiming on Twitter the Mets will announce that they are activating David Wright for the final homestand of the season. Now, you think that's a good idea, John?
Sure. I mean, if he thinks he's ready to play, give him a chance. And look, they're costing themselves millions, according to the insurance policy, at least from what we know of it. And it's an example of them not always looking at their pocketbook. And I give them credit. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing David Wright back. Although on my Twitter, when I suggested over the last couple of days that he'd be coming back and they'd have an announcement, it wasn't unanimously positive like I would have figured. But I think Mets fans are just generally down at the moment. Maybe that's it. Because I think we all like David Wright and we'd all like to see him on the field.
I would like for David, when he meets the media, and he can do whatever he wants, but as a fan, I'd like to have some clarity. I mean, is he coming back to retire? Is he coming back because it's a prelude to next year? He's going to try to play next year? What's the long-term plan? Is this a retirement week when he comes back and is activated against the Braves and the Marlins? I think as fans, we want to know the answer to that, right?
Yeah, I would hope so. But, maybe it depends on the few games that he's going to play here. And he's not sure about that. He's going to give it a shot here, though. So that's, I think, great news. I think we should all receive that very happily. And we're not doing that. I understand it, too, because even my 12-year-old daughter said to me, and she's a great Mets fan, huge. Her favorite birthday gift was a Mets umbrella. So she's really into the Mets. She told me that right now she's down on the Mets. So even she's down on the Mets, I'm sure a lot of people are. But she's very loyal, so she'll stick with them.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And I'm not really not that down on the Mets, to be honest, a Mets fan, believe it or not. I mean, but although they're not going to spend any money, which they should do, but, you know, that's for another story. But where do we go with David Wright, though? Is he going to play? Is he playing next year? You know what I mean, John?
We'll find out. I mean, if he feels better than anticipated, maybe he will play next year. I have not got the inkling that it's just the final two games of his career, and I doubt they would announce that anyway at this point. What if he comes out and plays great? So let's be optimistic and be happy that he's back. He's an all-time great Met and a fantastic guy, and hopefully he'll be a part of the organization forever, no matter whether he's a player, but after his playing career.
Where is your panic level, if there's any panic level, because maybe you're very calm about the Yankee situation as they actually lose a series to the Twins, which never happens?
Yeah, that's not a good sign. The Twins and the White Sox and until the last few years, the Indians have just been patsies for the Yankees forever. Yeah, it's not good, and we have a one-game lead, the Yankees do, on Oakland now, which is hard to believe. You got to give Oakland credit. Unbelievable. Bob Melvin is the manager of the year, probably the man of the year. It's incredible what's going on there, and give them all credit, but you do not want to play that wild card game in Oakland. They do have a lousy stadium, but they do have rowdy fans, as Stephen Piscotty pointed out, and They got great chemistry going right now. I mean, you know, I've seen speculation Edwin Jackson could pitch that game for Oakland. I don't think that'd be ridiculous. I mean, it should be Mike Fiers, but in any case,
John, you'll love this. The only thing more ridiculous than Edwin Jackson starting the wild card game is Edwin Jackson starting playoff games instead of Steven Strasburg, because you know they have to protect him.
Yeah, how'd that work out, John?
Some ways that worked out fine. He's still pitching.
Yeah. So, did the Nationals win a World Series? Yeah. I must have missed
that. How about winning a playoff series? Never mind a World Series.
Yeah, I mean, they've made some funny decisions. They've had they've had an excellent team generally over the last half decade, but they've made some funky decisions. Firing Dusty, I think, to me, that's chief among them, but you're right, they've had some other doozies as well.
Would you pitch Tanaka in the one game?
No,
you
I would not. I would.
Who
yeah,
you pitching?
You know, I have my Northwestern bias here for Jay Happ.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he also dominated the A's, which nobody's done that lately, in his one appearance against the A's. So I'm going to go with I'd go with Happ. Now, maybe they like the righty against the A's generally. I don't know. Chris Davis, Chapman, their biggest threats, I guess. But I'm going to go with Happ until he loses a game. I mean, he hasn't lost yet, I don't believe. So he's my guy. That's my pick. I'm not saying that's going to be the pick. It could be Tanaka. It will not be Severino, I'm sure.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, if there's anything Severino can do, because he was good yesterday until that sixth inning and Boone took him out a little early. If there's anything Severino can do over the next few starts that would change people's minds, and I don't think there is. I mean, he's obviously would make a start in a divisional series. He's going to be in the rotation. But for that wild card game, to me, I think the cat's out of the barn.
Yeah, it can't be Severino. He's got six ERA over his last 12 starts. That's all you need to know. Wouldn't make any sense. I mean, I wouldn't go back and look at last year's bad performance by him against the Twins, but just the fact that the recency issue, not good. So it's got to be Happ or Tanaka, and that's it.
Who wins the Central, the Cub-Brewer race? What about
that?
Well,
you know, I don't like to go away from my original pick, so I'm going to stick with the Cubs. I think they're the best team in the National League. They got a fantastic nucleus. They've added Hamels with Lester now, and obviously Hendricks is a good pitcher as well, so they have a pretty good top of the rotation. They got some issues. The Brewers, you know, you got to give it to them. They got the one team that's got it right now, a bullpen that's working. Everybody else's bullpen seems to be worn out. They didn't get the players I thought they needed to get, which was a great starter, a catcher, and a shortstop and a second baseman. They did get Scope for second. They've doubled up at third. Now they have two great third basemen. Didn't seem to be much sense to me, but Milwaukee did improve their team. Moustakas has been fantastic. They're clearly a threat. There's no great team in the National League, but I think the Cubs are going to hang on and win that division.
Hey, anybody can win the pennant in this league.
No, question.
Absolutely right.
We were talking before about how there is a legitimate possibility there will be four 100-win teams in the American League. There will be zero 100-win teams in the National League, and it's not even going to be close. The only team mathematically left that could win 100 games would be the Cubs, and they have to go 16-1. So it's not going to happen. So you have just so much parity in the National League this season.
Yeah, you really do. We're finally getting parity, and we're finally getting a little clarity. Arizona's faded a little bit, and Philly has clearly faded quite a bit. So you had about nine teams that had a shot as of about a week ago. Now it looks like you got probably seven. And any of them can win it. Nobody's dominant. Going on run differential, the Dodgers have been really good, but they're behind Colorado, which had a negative run differential until yesterday's walk-off win, and now they're plus one.
Because run differential is very flawed.
It really is.
Well, it could be very skewed.
Yes, exactly, Joe. It's skewed.
Yeah, it is. Look at Seattle. Seattle's like a negative 50, and they're 15 over. Now they're dead anyway, but it's weird. If you've got a great bullpen, you win a lot of one-run games like Seattle's done.
I don't think it necessarily means you're lucky because you win a lot of one-run games.
No.
I don't think that's necessarily associated with luck. You could also, have a really good bullpen or a team that gets clutch hits. I mean, it's not necessarily just luck.
No. We hope the luck evens out over 162, and pretty much does.
How about the Phillies? Oh, my God. What a collapse.
They got four hitters.
They can't beat the Mets.
Or the Nationals.
Right? I know.
That's the bottom line.
Right. The Mets killed them.
It's because the Mets are their daddies, John. They really are.
The last few years.
Except if they're playing for like the playoff spot or something like that, then they're not.
That was a decade ago.
Well, I'm just saying. That's right in there.
Yeah. When it counted in 2007, other times, yeah, the Mets have not done. But they, yeah, the Philly person recently lamented to me, the Phillies, they can, the Mets, they only beat us. They can't beat anybody else. They're not helping us out or whatever. But, you know, Philly is just not as good as Atlanta. If you look at it, you match them up player by player. You can make a case that Atlanta's better in all eight spots on the field. I would say four of them are pretty close, but you know, I think Atlanta's just got a better team. I didn't anticipate it. I was wrong about it. Acuna, I know everybody knew he was going to be a prodigy, but we didn't know he was going to be one of the best players in the league, and right now he is.
By the way, just historical context on this Philly thing: the Mets have won the season series against the Phillies every year since 2011.
Yeah,
and they've beat them up a lot over the years. So I know a lot of these
they
years.
They hit better in Citizens Bank than they do at home.
Always have. David
it's
Wright,
not even close.
David Wright was that way, too.
Yeah.
Got a lot. And they've just every year they keep beating this team. They win the season
series. Yeah, the Mets
have
to play better at home generally.
Oh,
everybody.
My God. It's a disgrace.
Let me
ask you, what about that? I mean, is there like a graveyard that they exposed under Citi Field or something?
Maybe it's too comfortable. They got to go back to the old uncomfortable environments of Shea Stadium. I don't know. I can't imagine what it is. They're built around pitching. Before they moved the fences in, they certainly had a pitching stadium. It still plays it straight up. It's not an unusual, quirky field. There should be no reason for it. I don't know. I can't. I wish I could put my finger on it. Can't do it, but it's certainly bad. It's not good. They do not do well at home, which should be the opposite. Most teams much better home, as you
know. Yeah, the Mets' road record is right around 500.
One game
under. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not terrible.
That is true.
John, I want your opinion on something.
Sure.
All right. Now, you remember a few years ago, Joe would ask you, hey, I made this bet. What's your opinion on it? It was the Yankee over-under.
Mm.
Joe hit it out of the park with that bet.
I did. Went deep on that one.
Now, I took a little bit of a long shot, John. I want to pick your brain here. I went to New Jersey where we can gamble legally, and I picked a certain baseball team just to win the National League pennant. That's all they have to do, just win the pennant. And they're at 10-1. Are you ready? They are the first place. Colorado Rockies. What do you think, John?
Wow. Pretty good.
You like that?
You're a very wise man. You really.
Well, I haven't won anything.
Oakland,
I'm not wise.
You said Oakland was going to be good. You said the Dodgers weren't going to be that great.
John, I haven't won
you
anything.
You didn't hit the Giants. They've hit a little bit of a lull period.
They've lost 11 in a row.
Right.
A little bit of a lull, having lost 11 in a row.
And here's all you need to know. The Mets have won the season series from the Giants.
Jackpot.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, somebody said the last time the Giants lost 11 in a row was that 1951.
Yes.
The year they won.
Is that
unbelievable.
Right?
Yes.
They won the pennant that year.
Isn't that crazy?
Giants won the pennant, as we know.
Yeah.
But I think that was before they were stealing the signs, though. That was probably the problem.
That was the prelude, apparently.
Well, that was the year they stole the signs.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. But
they won 98 games that year. They won 98 games that year.
With an 11-game losing streak. They will not win 98 this year.
In 154-game season.
Well, you know, this is what happens. You know, Posey obviously needed the surgery. They traded McCutcheon. Duggar got hurt. Sometimes when you play all the young guys, and they have some guys who can play who are young, you energize the team. In this case, they just gave up.
And by the way, historical context on the 51 Giants, it happened very beginning of the season. They lost, after starting 2-1, they lost 11 in a row. So they actually started the year that year 2-12.
Right.
But the good news is it gave them plenty of time to come back. They won the 98 games, and obviously.
Yeah. And that was a 154-game season.
Correct.
Right. Yep. And as we know, the first 11 or 12 games of the season is not necessarily determinative.
Yes, we remember. We know.
I'm sorry. I can't remember. 11-1?
11-1. I'm hoping the Jets start 11-1.
Exactly.
That would be good.
Well, that's
I'd be pretty happy with that, John.
Well, look at how they looked, Mike.
No,
God.
I understand.
They
one game, John.
Good.
One
good
game, John. I've been burned for years, John.
Yeah. Look at John.
Well, you and I have seen a championship for the Jets.
I have seen. It's 50 years ago,
fan.
John.
As you know, John, I'm not quite.
John, that number is 50, John.
Yeah, 50. But I remember like it was yesterday.
Well, I don't remember like it was yesterday. It seems like it was like decades ago, like 50 years ago, as a matter of fact.
But you have to be 60 or over to remember it.
Right.
No, I'm not.
He's young. You're a young pup, John.
How the heck do you remember it?
He's a prodigy.
I remember doing show and tell on Monday and talking about
show and tell.
I remember like
show and tell.
Remember Show and God. Tell?
Yeah, sure.
It's a great song by
School in Cedarhurst.
There you go.
By the way, there's a great song by Al Wilson called Show and Tell.
And I remember that too, 1974.
There you go. I'm just, look at that. Well, you look at you, John. My God.
He really is multifaceted.
John, you are. Really are. Your game has the elevation, as we've said many times, of your game since you the weekly spot on our show is off the charts.
Yeah, people comment to me. They had no idea that I actually had a personality. They
thought I was a
wooden cutout like Art Howe or something.
A little Art Howe.
Sorry,
Art didn't deserve that.
John, I know a lot of people.
I don't know if you asked him, but did he remember me? Because we were very close back in Northwestern. Not really.
Oh, Art Howe went to Northwestern, too?
Yeah, Steve Tasker did. We were in a class together.
Steve Tasker.
He would not remember me because, you know, he was a big football star then. And, of course, I was just one of hundreds of people.
He used to give you wedgies back then, right?
No, he did not. He was a very, very nice fellow. I'm sure he didn't remember me, but what a career the guy had. Jeez.
Hey, John, can I throw a crazy trade at you since sometimes they stick?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you're hot.
I'm gonna go on this one. You ready? Mm-hmm. Mets call up the Brewers. All right, they get a big group of prospects back from the Brewers for Zach Wheeler. Those prospects are shipped to Miami for JT Realmuto. Realmuto to the Mets. Prospects to the Marlins. Wheeler to the Brewers. Are we there yet?
Realmuto to the Mets. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. In fact, I talked to a Mets exec yesterday, and I said, "How about Realmuto? That's a guy
that can really help you." What'd he say?
And he said, "Oh my God, we've tried
with what?
Yeah, what do you want to give him?
Vargas?
What do you want to give? Let me guess. Vargas and Bruce.
He didn't tell me that. No, they wouldn't give up Bruce. They like Bruce.
No, he's great.
They would give up.
Yeah, he's great. You had a grand slam last night. Oh, great. Dom Smith, we love him, too.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, well.
John, we owe you an apology, both Joe and I.
How's that?
I don't know. Did I get something right? I'm in a cold streak lately.
I assume you're come around on this show. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. So I'm only apologizing for myself then. We'll see.
Maybe I'm apologizing.
We gave John a lot of crap for suggesting Conforto for Realmuto.
All right.
I'd make that trade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now what I'll do. I'll do that. Even though Conforto has started to show signs now, I would do that deal. I would rather trade Conforto for Realmuto than Wheeler. That's me.
Right. Well, they wouldn't do Wheeler. I'd say no. Wheeler's got a year to go. You know, Miami's got a timetable.
No. That's why I sent Wheeler to Milwaukee. I'm not sending him to Miami. I accept that.
Yes.
That's the only reason I would deal Wheeler. No, as great as he's
Conforto,
been.
I think Conforto's going to be really good, but Realmuto is the best catcher in baseball.
By far.
Bar none. He throws, he runs.
He hits.
He's got a 500 slugging. He's fantastic. But people don't know that because he's playing for a team that nobody's watching.
And you know what makes him even more fantastic than he actually is, even though he is already fantastic? We talked about this yesterday. The catchers around baseball stink.
Oh, my God.
They're all terrible.
I mean, there's nobody.
Yeah. You're right. I think Contreras is a great talent.
Yes.
He's not having that year that you look for this year. I think he's got 9 home runs. He's good. I mean, he's really talented.
I'd take him, too. I would, too.
Realmuto's the best. If you're going to say who's the best right now, it's not even a competition.
Oh, it's Realmuto, especially with the year Gary Sanchez had. Grandal's a free agent. He's pretty good. Jonathan Lucroy stinks. What happened to him?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, CJ Nitkowski, I said this the other day, he tweeted catchers in baseball hitting .233. That's all you need to know. It's the worst average catchers have had combined in like 50 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it used to be, but, we're back to that, I guess.
Yeah.
Lucroy, he doesn't have any numbers, but he's certainly part of that team. That's so we've got to give him credit for handling
he's on a good team with Edwin Jackson.
Cahill and Brett Anderson. I mean, that's a rotation that should win you about 50 games. So
that's fair. All right. We'll give him some love for that.
Realmuto's the best.
Okay.
Does Jake DeGrom win the Cy Young?
Yes. Yes, and yes. And I was leaning toward Nola about 3 weeks ago, and I think DeGrom deserves it. Not just because he's been under-supported and we feel sorry for him. He's been consistently great, and I'm into run prevention, and I think that's the key. I know there are strikeout fans that may like Scherzer. To me, I think Scherzer's third. I think Nola's second. He outpitched Scherzer in the two performances they had against each other. But DeGrom's been the best.
And John only has a vote for NL MVP, though. Oh, that's his vote.
I don't have a vote. My opinion is worthless.
You don't get that vote?
I'm going to stick with Sale, too. I heard a caller call in before and say that he thought it should be Snell. I'd stick with Sale. He's still the best.
He's the best, but it just comes down to how much does a guy have to pitch. I mean, Justin Verlander's thrown 40 more innings than him. That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but Sale's been the best.
He's been better, I admit that. But I think that I don't know what the cutoff is.
I'll give Verlander the Hall of Fame. He's not, to me, the Cy Young winner this year. He probably got rooked a couple years ago. I kind of side with Kate Upton on that one. But I think this year it's Sale.
All right, John, great talk. Oh, what's your pick?
Oh, yeah. You know,
Cincinnati,
I gotta...
it's the Ravens minus one on the road in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay, laying the point on the road.
Point. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, John.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
John, good talking to you again, man.
All right, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.